Christian Mohr here, and I'm joined by District 3 incumbent representative, Mr. Jerry Kinnerk. So, Jerry, to start things off, why should voters choose to reelect you?
I've worked hard well in the legislature. As many people know, one of my major interests is health care issues and health care reform, and I serve on the Health, Human Services, and Elderly Affairs Committee. And I've worked really hard on that committee, helping to develop legislation, debated our bills on the floor. And I also take an active role in a number of other areas as well. But again, most of my work is in healthcare, and I would like to continue to do that good job for the voters of Madison, Tamworth, Albany, and Freedom.
All right. A big issue for not just us in the North Country of the state, but for the rest of the state is the ongoing opioid epidemic. What have you done in the past to help combat that, and what do you plan to do?
Well, actually, I was involved in that a long time ago because as a spine surgeon, and then up here as a spine physician, I was troubled by the overuse of opioids by medical professionals from the very beginning. When I was up here in the Mount Washington Valley, I participated in a task force to deal with opioids, including developing some guidelines for treatment. And that was, I think, way back in about 2008 or 9. And there I was speaking against it because really one of the biggest drivers of our opioid epidemic was the overprescription of opioids. That's what really started it. In the legislature, the things that we have been doing that help with that are basically providing reasonable care. And what I mean by that is particularly Medicaid expansion, which was something I did work on a great deal. I didn't help craft it. But I really pushed hard on that in the committee and in the House when it came from our committee. I was one of the two people to be leading the debate in favor of expansion because that provided, the reauthorization of it continued the health care for about 52,000 Granite Staters and provided one of our most important tools in treating the opioid crisis because a great number of people, thousands of people, accessed opioid addiction treatment through that. In addition to that, though, it's really not just treating people when they're already addicted, but we have to know that there's a lot of comorbid illnesses, which is people having mental health issues. And without health insurance coverage, they're not going to get treatment for that. And opioids are often going to be something they may go to instead. So good treatment, both for addiction and for medical problems and mental health issue treatment, is going to be important. And I've worked for all that.
Another big issue that we're seeing specifically in the Valley is an aging population and a lack of a workforce. What do you believe that we can do to fix that?
Well, I think that there's a number of things we can do on that. One of the issues is to really develop with family-friendly policies a good reason for young people to want to be here and work here. And there are a number of features that make it hard for young people to come here and work here. One is the lack of affordable housing. Another is the very high cost of childcare. Another one actually are the very low wages being paid. And I think it's very difficult to kind of split out just one topic. You really have to think of those as a unit to come up with family-friendly policies that will make New Hampshire one of the best places to raise a family and to start a business. And appropriate work towards supporting young people in that fashion will be helpful. The housing issue is complex, and it involves not just state issues, but it also involves a number of local issues. Things as simple as minimum 1 acre zoning is going to be a problem for somebody to get a starter house. And it's also a problem on the flip side for the elderly who are on a fixed income and want to downsize. They're in competition with the young people who want to get their first house. So the lack of affordable housing is a real problem. And there's actually a number of other drivers in that as well. But I think the key is to make New Hampshire the kind of place where young people would want to come, settle down, and work. We do draw a kind of unique set of people, people that like to be out in the woods, people like to climb, ski, bike, hike. But those things alone are not going to draw somebody if they can't also earn a living and have a place to live.
A big issue that we're hearing about in the news, and certainly right now, since our state is surrounded by states that have legalized marijuana, where do you stand on our state possibly doing the same?
I support marijuana legalization, and I support it for a couple of very simple reasons. We've spent billions of dollars incarcerating people for nonviolent possession nonviolent crimes, including possession of a drug that's probably far safer than alcohol. If we look at the toxicity profile of marijuana, it's less than alcohol. People don't die from marijuana overdose. We do have people who die from alcohol. Alcohol contributes to a number of medical problems. And so as a result, it just does not make sense to be throwing young people in jail or giving them a criminal record that may interfere with their ability to get housing and jobs and other activities in the future, all for something which is a nonviolent possession of a rather benign drug. So I favor legalization, but I actually favor it to be controlled situation by the state. If you have the state controlling the whole situation, in other words, controlling the cultivation and the sale, perhaps a little like we do with alcohol, but perhaps actually being involved in the production, there's one big advantage, or a couple of big advantages. One is you can ensure a more uniform product, which has potency that may be clear, but also you can make sure that it's not contaminated with pesticides and other things like that. In addition, though, if you have the state actually controlling it, the advantage is you keep out the big businesses, because in many places, marijuana is a big business. The problem with it being a big business is you have advertising. We don't need to encourage people to use marijuana, especially young people. But we don't need to incarcerate them for it either. So if we had what I can view as legalization in a controlled market, we have the availability, the lack of prosecution, get rid of the profit motive, but still add taxation for the revenue if we wish to do so. But we do have to still be careful to try to minimize any usage, as we do with alcohol, with people under 21 because of the developing brain and it's the impact of a drug on that, and particularly for women during pregnancy. It's a relatively benign drug, but just like alcohol, it's not totally benign. Just because it's natural, it's not benign, and we still need to have some ways to keep some element of control over that.
Well, thank you very much for giving me some of your time.
You're welcome.